Welcome to the Gay Buddhist Forum, where teachers from all schools of Buddhism offer their perspectives on the Dharma and its application in modern times, especially for LGBTQI audiences. These talks are offered freely to the world and made possible by appreciative listeners. If you would like to support our efforts to share the Dharma with underserved audiences, please visit gaybuddhist.org. There you can donate, find a list of upcoming speakers, or enjoy many hundreds of these recorded talks dating back to 1996.
As is our custom, we go around and introduce ourselves. And I'm going to make a suggestion today that before we say our names, we use the words, my name is, and then say our names to just kind of slow us down and practice mindfulness. My name is Ray Dyer.
My name is Bob Siegelkahn.
My name is Gary Pepler.
My name is Jerry Bezier.
My name is Baruch Golden.
My name is Tatwan Johnson.
My name is Peter Fitzpatrick.
My name is Kurt.
My name is Kei Matsuda.
My name is Junae Leon.
My name is Anthony.
My name is Ron.
My name is Martin Blaze Booby.
My name is Howard Port.
My name is Jim.
My name is Peter Dell.
My name is Michael Murphy.
My name is Jack Busby.
My name is Greg Seiler.
My name is Roy King.
My name is Robert.
My name is George.
My name is David Mkaku.
My name is Joe Good.
My name is Dirk.
My name is Paul Wickenitz.
My name is Jared Brown.
My name is John.
My name is Jerry Jones.
My name is John Surhoff.
My name is Akudon.
My name is Robert Payne.
My name is Lauren Scott.
My name is Keith Mordridge.
My name is Will Murdoch.
My name is David Margolis.
My name is Norman Saffron.
My name is Paul Shepard.
My name is Peter.
My name is Richard LaRose.
My name is Ari Kleinman.
My name is Cliff Sider.
And my name is Larry Wish.
is there anyone that we missed or was not here?
My name is Robert Friedman.
Anyone else? Is anyone here for the first or second time today? Great. 1, 2, 3, 4. Great. We have a social gathering after the speaker, and we invite you to mix with the crowd, and like to remind the old timers to welcome the new visitors. Today, our speaker is Sita. And Sita has been chanting in different venues for the past 17 years. She started within the Hindu tradition of kirtan and then expanded out to all traditions to reach a broader audience. She is a disciple of Neem Karoli Baba and has performed with Krishna Das, Ram Das, and Bhagavan Das. A native of Ireland, she feels that her voice comes out of her Celtic roots. Its powerful resonance hearkens to an ancient earthly form of song. She lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico, but she spends several months each year working at the Spirit Rock Meditation Center. Sita.
Thank you. So I feel very grateful to be here today. I want to thank Baruch for asking me to come and for your gracious hospitality and allowing me to be here and spending this next 45 minutes with you. So it's interesting to be called a speaker, because today we'll be mostly chanting. I tend to work mostly with sound and sacred poetry, and then a little bit of silence in between the sound and the chanting, because something often happens right there when we stop chanting, even though the chanting itself has its own fuel, but you might notice that the power of it in a way really is felt right at the point when we just stop. So I'm going to hold that point a little bit each time. And then in that silence, I will be reciting some poems, mostly from the poet Kabir, who was a great mystic poet who lived around the 14th or 15th century, and he was very eclectic. He really wasn't any particular tradition, even though he's known in the Hindu tradition, but he was also, I feel like he pointed beyond tradition, which is why I love offering chanting too, because I feel like even though each chant that I offer today is under the umbrella of a tradition, it goes way beyond any tradition, because sound knows no boundary, you know. So, but because of this beautiful statue of the Buddha here, which I feel very honored and humbled to be sitting next to, there is a sense of strong Buddhist feeling here, I want to start off with offering the refuges, the Buddhist refuges, which is what often at the beginning of retreat, especially at Spirit Rock and other places, is chanted. So what I'm going to do is sing it to you and really allow you to listen to that and really feel that in your heart, the refuge of taking refuge in the Buddha, which really is just another word for awakened mind. You can put many words there. In Buddhism, they say the Buddha, the awakened mind. And then we take refuge in the Dhamma, which is another word really just for the way things are, the truth of the way things are in this moment. Not the way they're going to be, not the way they should have been, but just the way they are right now. And then we take refuge in the Sangha, and that is really what this is. We take refuge in each other, those friends, friends that really are walking on this path of awakening and supporting, we support each other. And that support is tremendously important, as you well know. And then I think we'll chant the first line, Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Arahato, Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. I know it's a little bit of a mouthful, but we'll just chant it for a little while, just so you. And if you don't really get it, don't worry. I always say to people, don't get too caught up in the words, because really, it's the sound and the intention is really what's important. And even if you say ah through the whole thing, it's totally fine, because ah is like a seed syllable that really awakens the heart. And if even you chant ah for 5 minutes, something happens. It's amazing. So. And one of the reasons I love to work with chanting is that it really goes, it's very non-discursive. It goes right from the mind, right down into the heart, and often down into the belly, because the more you can hang out in your belly when you chant, the more your breath will allow you to be able to sustain the sound in a deeper way and also for longer. So, you know, as we chant this morning, really, as much as you can, allow your awareness to come down into the belly and also into the heart. So these two chakras are really involved. So I'll just go through the refuges once, just to allow you to feel that possibility of taking refuge in the awakened mind, taking refuge in the truth of the way things are, and taking refuge in this friendship that we feel in this room right now. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Self is everywhere, shining forth from all beings. Vaster than the vast, subtler than the most subtle. Unreachable, yet nearer than breath, than your heartbeat. Eye cannot see it, ear cannot hear it, nor tongue utter it. Only in deep absorption can the mind, grown pure and silent, merge with the formless truth. He who finds it is free. He has found himself. He has solved the great riddle. His heart forever is at peace. Whole, he enters the whole. His personal self returns to its radiant, intimate, deathless source. As rivers lose name and form when they disappear into the sea, the sage leaves behind all traces when he disappears into the light. Perceiving the truth, he becomes the truth. He passes beyond all suffering, beyond death. All the knots of his heart are loosened. That's from the Upanishads. It says it so beautifully, what we're doing here today. We're loosening the knots of the heart. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. I take refuge in the awakened mind, the awakenedness of this moment. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa Namo Tassa. The flute of interior time is played whether we hear it or not. What we mean by love is its sound coming in. When love hits the furthest edge of excess, it reaches a wisdom and the fragrance of that knowledge. It penetrates our thick bodies, it goes through walls. Its network of notes has a structure as if a million suns were arranged inside. This tune has truth in it. Where else have you heard a sound like this? Its network of notes has a structure as if a million suns were arranged inside. This tune has truth in it. Where else have you heard a sound like this? From Kabir. By the way, the language that you were just singing was Pali, which is close to the language that the Buddha was supposedly meant to have spoken, and a lot of the Buddhist, old Buddhist texts, the suttas as they're called, are written in Pali. Beautiful. And a lot of these, you'll see a lot of these sacred languages, Sanskrit, Pali, Latin, Hebrew, Arabic, very rich in the vowel sounds. A-O-U-E. And I think it's the reason for that is that there's a very deep balancing and opening quality about these sounds that put us in a place where we really can then really listen to that part of ourselves that is always present all the time. We just get a little distracted sometimes. So the next chant I want to share with you is also from the Buddhist tradition, but we're going to segue into this beautiful phrase, Jai Ma, which in a way has a Hindu flavor, but really this word Ma is totally eclectic. I mean, it comes in every language has this word Ma. And Jai means hail, just so we're really going to honor the mother, the feminine aspect in this next chant too, by this very simple phrase. Jai Ma. But we're going to start off with one of the most beautiful, I think, Buddhist chants, Om Mani Padme Hum. And I chant the Sanskrit version of it, not the Tibetan version. But I use the word Padme instead of Padma because I feel like it's a little bit closer, it's sort of like somewhere in between Tibetan and Sanskrit, because in Tibetan they use Pema, and in Sanskrit it's Padma. So something about Padme really sort of brings them both together. Om Mani Padme Hum. And this also is often thought of as a Tibetan Buddhist chant, but really, it's, as I said, chants go way beyond any tradition. And it is a chant also that I feel it's amazing because there's never a moment on the planet where it's not being chanted. So that when we chant it, even for a little while, you really begin to feel that you're moving into the stream of energy of that, you know. And it's a very powerful stream of energy of enlightenment, compassion. It's the chant of Chenrise, which the Dalai Lama is supposedly a reincarnation of, this great, great bodhisattva of compassion in a male form. So we'll start with that, and then we'll move into Jaya, we'll segue into Jai Ma. And this actually is, bringing in my Celtic, this is actually a Celtic melody, an old Celtic melody. So so we're kind of bringing in all pieces here. I'm just going to start singing it, and you know, just join in when you feel so moved. And also, I saw some people listening, and that's totally fine. I often say that I often encourage or invite people to either chant 100% or listen 100%, because both will get you to the same place. So I like giving people permission to listen if that's what they would rather do. Om Mani Padme. And the translation that I love is hail to the jewel in the lotus flower of my heart. Hail to the jewel in the lotus flower of my heart. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Just allowing for a moment, just bringing your awareness to your heart and really sensing that jewel that is there at all times. The deep jewel of the heart all beings have. Sense it just radiating out to yourself and all beings. Deep compassion and love. Between the conscious and the unconscious, the mind has put up a swing. All earth creatures, even the supernova, sway between these two trees, and it never winds down. Angels, animals, humans, insects by the million, also the wheeling sun and moon. Ages go by and it goes on. Everything is swinging, heaven, earth, water, fire, and the secret one slowly growing a body. Kabir saw that for 15 seconds, and it made him a servant for life. Everything is swinging, heaven, earth, water, fire, and the secret one slowly growing a body. Kabir saw that for 15 seconds, and it made him a servant for life. So now I'd like to share with you the chant from the great female Bodhisattva of compassion, Kuan Yin. She's a beautiful being that's no more in the Chinese tradition of Zen, but again, she makes no discrimination between, you know, any isms. All beings are just beings. That she holds. And this, the chant, what we'll be doing today is the Korean aspect of her name, comes from Korea. Kwan Zeon Bozai. Kwan Zeon, that's Kuan Yin. Kwan Zeon. Bozai is Bodhisattva in Korean. And this chant, one of the translations is she who hears the cries of her children and responds. There's this incredibly responsive element to Kuan Yin. It's not just listening, but it's actually responding to that deep, compassionate flow of wanting to respond to help. So, Kuan Zeon Bozai, and this is kind of like a lullaby, from this feeling of being held in the arms of Kuan Yin, being held in the arms of the mother, the ma, at all times, even if you don't always feel that. And often, some many moments we don't, but that sense of knowing that that's what's happening at all times, that that's the refuge that we began with, the awakened mind, which is a compassionate response. It's the sign of an awakened mind that you will always respond to something from a very deep, compassionate place. Kwan Zeon Bozai. Do you want to say that? Kwan Zeon Bozai. Kwan Zeon Bozai. So again, I'll just start singing, and if you so feel to be moved to join in, please do, and just allow that response. You know, sometimes I encourage people not to just jump in, but just to really feel the body and feel how your body is responding to the sound, and there'll be that moment where it just wants to join in, you know. Just have this feeling like it just, and maybe that moment doesn't arrive, in which case you will just sit and listen. So it's really been listening to that sense of what's needed for you at this moment in time. One, say, and the whole time. Can you feel in your heart? And just sensing the radiance, that pure luminosity that you are. Just sensing in the room right now this feeling of the field of luminosity where our individual bodies, even though they stay very intact, they lose their solidity, become like a field of just pure energy radiating, intermingling. And to end this session, I'd probably be in close, I'd like to end with a song by the poet Kabir, and it talks about this great love feel in the room right now. So, this time you're just going to listen and soak it up.
This love between us goes back to the first humans. True love has no beginning, it has no end. Deeply, look deeply at this great love, it cannot be enough.
Humans. True love has no beginning, it has no end. Deeply, look deeply at this great love, it cannot be annihilated. As the river gives of itself to the sea, what moves inside of you moves inside of me.
Will you be available, Sita, for questions and answers afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a host?
Yes. My name is Peter. And let me just thank you so much for illuminating morning. Thank you so much.
You look fantastic.
On some more practical matters, there are some breads out there and some fruit which I brought. The cinnamon rolls are vegan, to those of you who aren't vegan. There's also a Donna bowl, which I'll be passing around. Suggested donation is $5 to $8. Give more if you can, and less if you can't. There's also a sign-up sheet if you'd like to be part of the mailing list, and I think it's on pink paper, located on that wall back there. For those of you who are new, if the members who have been here for a while could make a point to stop by and say hello. Can we see those people's hands who are here? Great. There's also tea available. If you do drink tea, please rinse out your cup and place it back in the drying rack. I think that's it.
Can I just say that usually self-promoting, but I actually do have a CD which has the Refuges, the very first thing I did on it. And if you're interested at all, maybe you could put a piece of paper in, and you could put your email, and then I would contact you about the best way to get a hold of it if you would like one.
Any other announcements?
Next week, the speakers will be a Dharma Duel, and it'll be Harley Shapiro and David Lewis.
Any other related announcements before we close? Sita, will you read us in closing?
Sure.
We usually stand.
Okay. Very nice. I came from a community where we love to hold hands in a circle, so it feels very at home here. So I just want to offer up this, the merit of all that's being gathered here today, with all your presences and your deep prayers. Offer it up to all beings everywhere, that all beings may know that they are safe, protected, they're healthy and strong, they're happy and peaceful. May all beings love themselves just as they are. And may all beings know the vastness of their true nature. I just want to sing one thing for all of you and all beings. Namaste, namaste. Namaste, namaste. Namaste, namaste. Namaste, namaste. Namaste, namaste. Namaste, namaste. 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 I bow to the beloved in all of you that bows to the beloved in me. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to the Gay Buddhist Forum. If you would like to hear several new talks per month and be notified of upcoming speakers so you can participate live, please subscribe to this podcast, like us on Facebook, and join our mailing list by visiting gaybuddhist.org.